This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What up? Becoming the Beast podcast. Jeff Lokes here. Listen, we got new equipment, okay? We got the mic popping. We got the deck. All this is from y'all. I don't know what episode this is, Becoming the Beast podcast. Don't know what episode this is, but we're here, okay? This is from your donations. People are donating via PayPal. People are donating via subscription. And you just listening. And when you listen to the ad that pops in, you know, in between, people are watching on YouTube. People are listening on Spotify. People are listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Facebook Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in on. I appreciate you. Thank you. Much love. And we're leveling up. I mean, we got the mic with the stand. Y'all see how the other podcasts you watch is, you know, they got the mic and the little stand with the mic that go back and forth. And everybody's like, well, and I think, listen, we leveling up. You with me on the journey. We leveling up. Okay. Got the office set up, got the Rolls Royces popping, you know, we chilling. Of course, it's been brought to you by Become Nutrition, Logan Performance, and No Beast Mode Clothing, of course. Those are all my companies. You can check them out. There's a link in the podcast bio. There's links on my Instagram, in my bio, all that good stuff. So let's do a quick update. I've left you for about 2 months. I left you for 2 months. Where are you at? Where are you at? Oh, look at this. Look at this. Wait. Cut it. Yeah, we got a crowd. We got a crowd. We here. Leveled up. Quick update. I left you for a month because I filmed 4 seasons of my TV show. After that, 2 days before I wrapped on that, I got booked and called, got presented with a script for a feature film. My first feature film. Your boy's first feature film. Appreciate it. No, thank you. First feature film. Okay. It's a thriller. It's in the woods. It's going to be nuts. I don't think I can even say the title yet, so I'm not getting in trouble. But first feature film in the books, and that got filmed right after I closed that show, right after I wrapped that show. Literally 2 days before, like, boom, you got to do something else. I'm like, yeah, I'm in Cali, though. It's like, okay, cool. Well, this shoots on the East Coast. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, and it just was what it was. And I had, you know, a couple of days to learn the script and to get into character and get right, man, and take direction from the directors, you know? So it's been a grind. MBM is popping. We are less than 2-3 weeks away from it being able to be shipped next day to go right to your door. Shout out to everybody who did a pre-order. Shout out to my super duper supporters doing pre-orders, okay? You're going to have your stuff first, as promised, like I told you. We got everything. What you need? We got it. We got your luxury vibe. You know, we got your high thread counts. We got everything. I'm excited to see how everybody's going to look in this. We got your workout gear. We got your athletic. We got your athleisure, you know, luxury sportswear. That's what your boy. I'm rocking an Obi Smoke hat right now. Comfy. You feel me? Yeah. Pre-orders are still live. www.nobismo.us. Become Nutrition. www.becomenutrition.com. Logan Performance app. www.loganperformance.app. Again, all these are in my link pops. Okay. Go to my link pop and you'll see all my stuff. You won't see an OnlyFans, but you'll see all my links. Listen, today it's going to be a different type of podcast. I'm going to brush over different topics that was presented to me in Instagram Live and also in my Instagram. So let's pop the phone out, go to the gram. Let's see all the questions. Okay, so we're on the gram and I had a little Q&A thing. And let's see what the questions are. Okay. And I'm just going to go rattling off these. Like the questions are all right here. I'm just, you know, just going to go ahead and rattle these off. Let's start with number one. Do you ever microdose? No. What I think she's referring to, or he, is mushrooms or psychedelics, and I do not partake in that. Sorry, I'm not. I haven't. I don't. I don't know. I don't have a reason. I haven't. That's not my thing. When's the best time to take B-Dry and how do you use it? B-Dry is a product that gets rid of water loss, mainly for like, you know, your photo shoot or like you're getting rid of that last little bit of water, you're refining your look. That you're going to take probably at night, and you're going to wake up and you'll excrete your water in the morning, wake up with a drier look. Again, this is going to get rid of bloat. This is not if you binge ate and want to get rid of the bloat from eating. This is going to be a novelty product to refine your look. Again, mainly for competition, mainly for photo shoots, you know, like performance based, something like that. When living with people who drain you, how do you protect your peace? Here's the thing. I don't think they're sleeping in your same bed. So when you're living with them, you have to understand that you're not in a prison. And you said living with them. You didn't say imprisoned with them. So when you're living with them, you're using your home to sleep. Granted, your home should be your peace and everything like that. But if you don't have the luxury of living alone, you might have the luxury of living alone. You might not have gave yourself that thought. I would say your environment is very, very important. But mainly that environment is mentally. And it's not getting affected by it. And also not being there 24/7 around these people who are affecting your peace. There's parks, there's activities, there's stuff you can get into. You can get into your community. There's ways, or you can, you know, grab another place of employment. There's ways not to be engulfed in this negative realm 24/7. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's different things to do, and you might not have thought outside the box and like thought of every single possibility of, you know, getting away from this type of thing or increasing your income to a point where you can like, you know, get away. Cause I believe everybody needs a little bit of solitude. It's where you recharge. You might need to get away. You know, you might need to get away. You might need to take a vacation. You might need to get out of here real quick. Do something for yourself. That's what I would say. Take those steps to like better your environment and better your mental environment and like take inventory on like, what can I do progressively to get myself out of the situation? Cause more times than not, you've crawled into that situation because we live a very intentional life, whether you want to admit to it or not, but you are where you are because of your intentions. Your life is your fault, good or bad. Notice I say fault. Don't take fault as a negative connotation. Your life is your fault. If you had a great day, an amazing day, it's your fault. If you had a terrible day, it's your fault. More than likely, unless, you know, some freak accidents happen. Let's go to the next question. How to talk and interact with women and not be the nice guy. First of all, why do you have this mentality that you should be mean? Because opposite of nice is mean. Who told you you got to be some mean guy? And why would a woman want to talk to you if you're being mean to them? I don't understand that. It's okay to be nice. It's okay to be charming. It's okay to be cool. I think you lack confidence. I think you need to get a little bit more confidence, confident in yourself. And you got to, again, this is taking inventory. This is taking inventory on who you are as a person, on what makes me confident, what makes me not confident. Like, how can I increase this? Okay. And you taking inventory and being aware of exactly who you are, what you like, what makes you tick, you're going to be more of that. Or you can take inventory and say, hey, listen, I need to get rid of that, and I need to add a little bit more of this. So take inventory and realize, what is the source of that? Who told you need to be some mean, nasty guy? You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't know what type of women you're talking to. Like, oh, I want them to be mean to me. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, how to not be the nice guy, you know? Granted, you do have boundaries. You're not going to get ran over top of, you know, no one's going to run over you and like walk on you, you know? And again, that shows boundaries and who you are as a person and taking inventory on who that person is and increasing your strength, because there is somebody out there for you. You know, I just think you need to get more confident. Maybe the women you're talking to aren't the women you need to be talking to. Maybe the women you want aren't the women you need. How to keep a high level of vibration. I would say your mind, your environment, the things that you consume. How do you keep a healthy body? The things you consume. The things we consume aren't just limited to what we eat, and in essence, you're eating it. If you're watching content, you're eating that content. Okay, if you're addicted to porn, you're eating that content. If you're watching fights or shootings or killings or negative news or whatever, you're eating that. So when you break it down into the concept of everything I'm consuming, I'm eating this. Oh, I'm just watching this. Oh, I'm just listening to this little song. You're eating that. You're consuming that. It is a part of you now. So it's either helping me or it's hurting me, because I'm a dynamic being and I'm always moving. I'm never at rest. Nothing's ever stopped. So it's either helping me or it's hurting me. And if it ain't doing shit, it's just baggage.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you need to get on the frequency of everything on that. Because when you watch the cooking channel, you're never going to see sports on it. Why? Because you're on a cooking frequency. So stay on the frequency of where you want to vibe at. So you got to define that. What is keeping the high level of vibration? So define, what is your high level of vibration? If you don't know what that is, you need to write that down. What is my high level of vibration? It's X, Y, and Z. And only you can define it, right? So when you define that, anything that doesn't fall under that definition, and it could be a long definition, it could be pages and pages and pages, but it's on you to decide that. If anything doesn't fall in line with that definition, it's not it, right? So if you have a dictionary and you have a word and you have its definition, anything that's not in that definition is not that word, unless it's a slang term or something like that. But anything not in that definition, it means something else. You got words that, like, okay, let's say the word, you know, you change one little word, one little letter, and it's different. You got the word freak, F-R-E-A-K, and you got the word fuck. Both starts with an F, ends with a K. Two different meanings, totally different meanings. One you could put on the kids show, watch out, you freak. The little kids show ain't gonna say, watch out, you fuck. You know what I mean? Two different words. Oh, they look similar. They start the same and end the same, but it's what about what's in the middle? So define your high vibration. I challenge you to define your high vibration and take inventory on your life. This is, again, I'm revisiting that word inventory. Take inventory on your life and see what doesn't fall in your vibration. It might be people. It might be things. It might be the things you're listening to. It might be the things you're consuming and eating. What are you eating that's not in line with who you are? What's taking you away from this? Only you can decide. Only you know that. Coping with always being the uplifter and not receiving that same energy. Coping sounds like accepting. It sounds like you're allowing that to happen. What have you done for you lately? Because if you weren't here, how would any of these people, how would you be able to pour into any of these people? You couldn't. So who's the most important person? You are. Like, I got this Scarface thing, the world is yours. And I like to change that that quote to your world is yours, because it is. And it's no one else's besides yours. So when you pour that same energy that you've been pouring into this person, oh, I can help this person. Oh, I can get you this. I can get you that. And I'm a healer. What about you? What have you done for you lately? When have you took a trip and not told anybody? And you don't got to hop on a plane. And you might do hop on a plane. When have you done something for you, the one who's doing all the work? When have you put yourself back on the charger? And what is that for you? Define that. Okay. And you said being an uplifter and not receiving it back. Right? So do you go spend your money? So I guarantee you, you don't go places and just give people your money. You don't go into a restaurant and then put your money on the table and not place an order and just leave your money there, your $50 or however much your meal costs. You don't do that. You're not trading something for nothing. So why are you doing that with your life, which is your life? You could eat however much you want to eat. There's all you can eat spots. There's all this stuff. Your life right now in the physical interpretation, there's one. So why are you not doing that? Why are you giving something for nothing in your life? You wouldn't do it at a restaurant, so why would you do it with your life? No. Boundaries, stop. Inventory, nah, it's not going down like that. Find more, there's more people. If you didn't know, if you look outside, there's more people. There's more locations, there's more things. There's amazing people out there. You might not have embarked on those people yet, but you will soon once you take inventory. Next question. Gym beginners, don't get the gym intimidation. Don't get scared of the gym. It's all right. It's going to be all right. And another tool I've used when I was on that journey of, cause you know what you want? You want really quick results. You see these other people, they have, you know, the abs, the ass, the whatever, the chest, the biceps and all that. Yours is coming if you allow it to, but more times than not, you're getting in your own way and you need to move. Right. So I spent time where I would go in there covered up. I wouldn't even look at my body. Like, you're not going to do one workout. Look, oh man, I'm still fat. I'm out of here, and get discouraged. You just got in your own way. I'm going to need you to move. So gym beginners, Most every machine has a damn description on it and tells you what to do. And if you don't, you can download your boy's app, LoganPerformance.app. There's no excuse. I got a women's section. I got a men's section. You want to burn, you want to build, whatever you want to do, right? My app. Shout out, plug for my app. But if you don't, go in there. You can copy people. Look at the most in shape person. What are they doing? Huh? They're doing that? Okay, cool. All right. Yep. They did it three times. Okay, cool. Boom. I'm about to do that. You know how many times I'm in the gym and I'm inspired? I'm like, oh, damn, I'm about to do some of them shits, you know? And that's just how it goes. I think you're overcomplicating it. Don't overcomplicate it. If you are intimidated when you go in the gym, track your results. Track everything you're eating. Be honest with yourself. Explore your body. Man, I really hate those, but at the end of the week, I looked good. So I need to keep that in, you know? And it's not going to be easy. So don't feel that it's going to be some easy transition to getting in shape. Not feeling bad for starting over. I would say you're not starting from zero. You're starting from experience, right? So when you start over for something, I've started over many of times. I've started over, you start over and you're like, this was my normal. I'm used to being with this person, used to hanging around this person all the time, yada, 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 splitting rent and stuff like that. And you got to find something else to do that's new. And it's always good because you're not starting, like I said, you're not starting from zero. You're starting from experience. You're like, man, I know what I like in a person. I know what I don't like in a person. I'm learning stuff about myself. And this is when I'm talking about this constant narrative of taking inventory, knowing who you are, know yourself, right? And why would you feel bad? And then also you got to question the source of that. Who's making you feel bad? Whose voice are you speaking to yourself through? I talked about it before on previous podcasts. You need to be on your own team. Okay. Yes, life can be considered war, but you never should be at war with yourself. There's a lot of things out there that are against you. There's things that are for you, but there are a lot of things out there that are against you. So why would you be against yourself? Why would you get in your own way and step on your own toes? Why would you do that? Why would you shoot yourself in the foot? You don't. You know, do you wake up in the morning and punch yourself in the face? No. You don't do that. So why would you do that in a sense of speech? That's almost worse. I would rather get punched in the face than get talked shit to. Because the punch is quick, is over, done, boom. Why'd you do that? You know what I mean? Versus someone talking shit, that might echo. You might start not, now you start repeating it to yourself. Sometimes you might be talking to yourself through the voice of somebody else. Sometimes you might be talking to yourself through the voice of somebody else. Sometimes you might be viewing yourself through the lens of somebody else. I refuse to do that. Okay? There's another question. Oh, your family and friends don't see the vision. Sometimes you can start talking to yourself through their voice. Start viewing yourself through their lens. Some people see your power and they shook. Okay? They're scared of it. They're like, man, I don't want this person to level up because then they're going to leave me. Or then they're going to make me feel inadequate. I didn't ask you how you feel. My life doesn't revolve around you and how you feel as far as like not wanting me to level up. And your insecurities. My life does not revolve around the insecurities of someone else. It doesn't. And that's not selfish. And to build on that, fam and friends don't see the vision. Think about this. Think about what you just said. They don't see the vision, right? One, it's not their vision to see. And if you didn't manifest this thing yet, it is not real yet. So why are you spending time talking to people about something that hasn't manifested yet and expect them to see the things that you see in your head, and then you're going to get discouraged about them not seeing what you see. you see how ridiculous that sounds? You know, so you got to realize this vision is yours to see. You know, it's yours. And we talked about the vision likened to a child. At the beginning stages, when a woman finds out she's first pregnant, I mean, I'm talking about weeks pregnant, the earliest point of pregnancy detection, a woman is not physically showing. She's not really doing anything different. She's not really feeling different. A lot of women don't know. So it's the same thing. Oh, I got this vision of doing X, Y, and Z. Somebody might be like, oh, that's great. That might not be the response you wanted. So it's best to just keep it internal. Don't tell anybody. Like I said, don't go out and seeking, I'm going to tell this person my vision to get validation. I'm going to tell this person my vision so they can help me because I need help, but I don't know how to ask for it. If you need to ask for help, by all means, ask for help. Don't disguise it as in like, hey, what do you think about this idea? And then they don't give you what you wanted to say. Hey, I need help with this. Can you help me do this? Those are two different ways, two different intentions, okay? It's not for them to see. It's for you to see. And it's for you to make it happen. Your family and your friends are professionals at being your family and your friends. They're professional brothers, cousins, aunts, uncles, mom, dad. They're professional at that. Most of them, if they're good, okay? I'm not saying your life is perfect, but what I'm saying is these aren't business personnel. Why are you putting them in that position? They don't have the same mindset as you. Why are you putting them in that position? There's people you do this with. There's people you do that with. There's people you do this with, and there's people you do that with. You don't do the same shit with everybody. I got people that I go to Cabo, Mexico with. I got people that I have family time with. I got people that I discuss business with. I got people who we work out together. I got people who we discuss, supplements with. I got people I shoot the shit with. And none of them hang out with each other. Why? Because they're professionals in their own respects. I would say my mother is a professional mom to me. Elite. Right? Same thing with my father. So when you remove this person from their elite level and put them somewhere different where they're not as skilled, you can't be upset if they're not performing up to your standards, right? So it's best to discuss goals with like-minded individuals. Sometimes it's not for them to see, bro. My vision was like, it sounded crazy. I'm going to be... It don't sound crazy now because it's manifested, obviously, but it's like I'm going to be this. I'm going to get tattoos from the feet up the back of my head, and I'm going to make millions of dollars per year, and I'm going to inspire people. I'm going to be a father, and I'm going to juggle it all. I'm going to do all this, right? And I'm going to act. I'm going to be on your TVs and shit. That sounds crazy, especially at the point that I was at, the lowest point. No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? So look at Become Nutrition sending out emails. Shout out to Become Nutrition team. So it's like you can't get mad and upset about somebody not seeing something that for this time period only you see. Next question, separate to elevate. I feel like you have to. Because right now, if you go out on a 4-mile run, okay? This morning was a 4-mile run. So when I go out on a 4-mile run, I am as light as possible. I don't take water with me. I take a phone. I take my AirPods. I don't even take the AirPod container, and I got, my cards and stuff are on my phone. Like, I don't take anything. Sometimes I may take a firearm depending on where I'm running. But, like, I try to be as light as I can. I wear my NBM shorts with the insert in it so I don't got to wear any underwear. I wear a really light shirt, loose fitting. I wear my hat down, and I'm just ready to go. Wear some light running shoes. I don't wear any jewelry. Boom. You want to be light. Why? Because you're moving. You're moving forward. You're making progress. So why would I go run and carry this damn thing or this candle, right? I got a candle sitting here on my desk. Cigar lounge candle, Masculine Aromas. Shout out to Production Gators to me. Smells amazing. Why would I run with this candle? It would detour me. So why are you thinking that your separation isn't key to your elevation? And when I say separate, I don't mean climbing in a corner of isolation. I mean certain times of the day, that you spend time working on you. Or if it's not even working on you, you spend time with you doing something that only you want to do that you are not going to feel guilty for. Okay? So your separation, your elevation does require your separation. And when you're moving and running, you want to be as light as possible. You can't do that. Go there with everyone. Okay? And there's some people that you will see. My father always says, the ones you start with might not be the ones you finish with. And it's okay. It's okay. You live and you learn, right? So separation is okay. It's very much okay. And you will find like-minded individuals, and you will also find yourself in the separation. A lot of people don't know who they are because they're constantly surrounded by other individuals 24/7. Never having time to think, never having time to themselves. Scared to be alone. It's all right. Let's go to the next question. Deactivate the broke mentality. I like this question. Think about it. Think about that, right? What's the thing right now that you got activated? Your phone, right? Your mobile device. You got it activated. And if you don't, you're just running off the Wi-Fi. I know y'all people because I was there too, right? My Wi-Fi squad. Listen, deactivating the broke mentality. So what do you do when you activate a phone? You go in there, you request a service, and you activate it. It's on you, and you're paying a monthly subscription for it. So you have to realize, and you know exactly who your subscription and service is with, who your activated service is with, correct? Right? Yeah. So when you got to deactivate something, what do? You go to the source. Hey, T-Mobile, Verizon, whoever, I want to stop my service. Why? We hate to see you go, you know? So when you got to deactivate a broke mentality, you got to think about the source where it came from. Who activated this within me? Who? Where did this come from? Is this hereditary? Am I echoing something that my mother said? Am I echoing something that my cousin said? Am I echoing something from someone who I looked up to said? If the answer to any of those questions is yes, you got to let that go and think for yourself. That's what you got to do. So you look at the source of this broke mentality, because I always liked nice things, flashy things. And, you know, I grew up with the rap videos and the action movies. And, you know, the superhero always had the crazy car. And, you know, the rappers always had the crazy cars and stuff. And I'm like, man, those cars are nuts. And then you see one in person, you're like, whoa, these are real. You know, and someone has it who's not like an entertainer. It's like, whoa, it makes it more real to you. So sometimes, again, you're talking through someone else's voice. You sound like a fucking broken record. Talking through someone's voice being an echo instead of your own voice being an echo, repeating, a recorder. You have a voice, okay? You are an individual. There's no one else like you. No one else can be you. You are a one of one. They would have to live your exact life, birth, everything cycle to be you, and there's no one who's done that. There's no one who can do that. Even twins, one's born before the other. No one can have the same experiences as you, right? So go to the source of who activated that broke mentality within you. And then break that. Break that. Develop something different. Be around different things. Because guess what? How can you have a broke mentality when, check this out, Lamborghini had a record year or a quarter or whatever. They had something where they had a substantially high increase in sales, okay? Lamborghini Lamborghini Huracan something just came out, right? That just came out. And then they had the Countach came out, the new revitalized version. It looks so good, right? And these are sold out. These cars are gone. Sold out. The watches are sold out. Luxury real estate is still getting purchased. Have you looked at that? Have you went on like Zillow or anything like that? And just refine your search. Refine your search and just search, I don't know. You know, because we know what you search for. You search for price low to high, right? Search price high to low. Just see what other people are doing. And it makes it more real. It brings it to you because you're like, damn, people really, hotels. Wait, people are paying $1,000 a night for a telly? Wait, what'd that come with? Wait, where that's at? Let me drive by there. You know what I'm saying? So, wait, there's dinners that cost like $200-$300 a plate? What? Caviar? What? You know, so You can visit these things. You can look at these things. And me, I used to look at the Rob Report all the time. I was flat broke, man. I was a security guard making like $50 a night, patting people down, risking my life. Oh, my goodness. You know, things I'll never let my children do, right? So they won't have to do it. So I would always get the Rob Report, and I would look. And even the fucking Rob Report magazine was very expensive. It was like a $10 magazine. And it was just all the best of 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 the best, right? The fancy of the fancy. And you're looking through like, man, you know, the Rolls Royces and the Rolexes and all this stuff. And it's like, man, like, this is cool. And I can't believe people really, really, you know, buy this type of stuff. And there's people who really can afford it. Because when you start to go into that, people want you to feel guilty about stuff, right? They want you to feel guilty about liking nice things. They want you to feel guilty about self-love. They want you to feel guilty about investing in yourself. That's all bullshit. And you know why? Because you can't think about this, right? In your bed, when you talk about like things being frivolous and all that, because granted there is a level of, you know, people being frivolous and, you know, just throwing their money in the trash. Yeah, there is. But think about this: if someone wants to call you frivolous, ask them, hey, do you got space in your bed? When you sleep at night, how big is your bed? I'm sure you've seen a homeless person before in your lifetime, right? So could you fit a homeless person in your bed? And if your bed's not big enough, can they sleep on top of you? Back to back. Back to back. Can someone physically, is it possible for someone to sleep in your bed? Is it possible? I'm not saying, are you allowing it? But I'm asking you, is it possible? Yeah, it is. Or them to sleep on your floor, them to sleep in your bathroom. Yeah. Are you offering that? No. Oh, you're bad. You're being frivolous because there's homeless people and you haven't offered your own bed. there's somebody walking and you roll by and your car has another seat. Your car has a trunk in it and you didn't let anybody ride in your car. You're bad. Are you? No. Right? So how far are we going down? Are you living like a monk? Are you living like a nun? Are you living a really minimalistic lifestyle? Oh, well, I don't take too much and I don't make too much noise. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about things you want and desire. Remember we talked about wants versus desires. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about your manifestations. I certainly won't. I love hearing people's manifestations. And the people's manifestations I love to listen to most are children, because they think big and outside the box and we can do it all. We could do everything. And then why? Why can't we do it? And why can't we just do this? I love talking to kids about their own manifestations. It's so refreshing to hear people who don't have any doubt, who do what they want, who scream, who can just dance in the middle of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like kids my kids are my source of inspiration. I mean, my source of laughter, my source of everything. So deactivate that broke mentality the same way it got activated. Trust the process. Trust the process. Anything fast don't last. Anything fast don't last. Think about the one-hit wonders. Think about people that went viral. Think about lotto winners that are broke now. Build it. Build it to last. Would you ride in an airplane? I'm sure we've all been on airplanes and in vehicles and in buses, some form of transportation where we weren't the conductor, pilot, or driver, right? Would you trust this piece of machinery if it got built in 5 minutes? Probably not. Not me. Not your boy. I'm Gucci. Nah, I'm good. Nah, you could. Yeah, you wait. How long it took you to build that plane? What does it look like? Oh, nah, I'm straight. I'm actually, yeah, I walk. I use my legs. You know? So why are you, again, remember I talked about the lotto lifestyle? You don't go scratching off and, oh, today I'm going to get rich today. No, you work for it. You build it, right? Trusting the process. And the only way that you can have this form of trust is if you know yourself, right? If you didn't put in the work, didn't put in the discipline, you know what you're supposed to be doing. You know what you're supposed to be eating. You know what you're supposed to, who you're supposed to be around and who you're not supposed to be around. You know all these things. So if you do, why are you refusing to take inventory? Why is no one holding you accountable? Sometimes you got to hold yourself accountable. And that's why I'm here. Because if you're in here in my podcast, you're here to level up. Trust the process by trusting yourself. Level up by leveling up yourself. Trust yourself, because you can liken this to competitive bodybuilding where they have to train and they have to diet and they cut this out and they cut this calories and caloric deficit, meaning you're consuming less calories than you're burning, right? And you step down and the body gets leaner, 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 leaner. You trust that process. Why? Because you know in your soul, man, I'm eating right. I'm sleeping good. I'm taking the proper supplementation. I'm training hard. I'm cardioing hard. I'm doing everything I got to do, right? You can't trust a process that you're not invested in. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like you can't do that. I mean, if, like I said, if you're not doing what you need to do, and you know what you need to do, we all do. I knew who I had to become. I knew what I had to do to be a CEO, the CEO, model, actor. I put that in my bio long before I was that. Those titles used to scare me. And then when somebody questioned it, oh, you're not an actor. What were you in? 4 seasons of a TV show, top of the network. Come on. Just did a feature film. Come on. Music videos. Come on. Let's rock. Give me a script. I dare you. Give me a script. I've been on 30 auditions this year. Maybe more. Like, just boom. I was on 3 auditions while I was filming that last one. And then I had an audition in between, got the movie, and then had an audition right after that. I did an audition 2 days ago. Everything's self-taped. Even your big productions, your Squid Games, self-tapes. Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy show. Self-tapes, you know, because of the current times and everything and technology and how everybody's traveling and all that. I mean, it's easier. Trusting the process by trusting yourself and putting in the work you know you need to do. I used to run from the work sometimes, bro. Like back in the day, like I would say like 2015 before this like transition started, I would just be like, man, I know what I got to do, but it's just, I know who I got to turn into, man. And like, you can't go binge eat at the gas station. You got to step up your game. You got to lock the diet down. You can't hang out with this person. You can't go over there with the chicks. You can't go over there. You clubbing for what? Why you at the club? For what? You know? So you know what you got to do. And you're fooling yourself if you say you don't. And you're not around the right people if you have no time to think. Be careful what you consume. Overcoming addiction. I like this one. Overcoming addiction. I would say do it step by step. All this big shit, like, oh, I'm done with this, I'm done with that. It sounds amazing. It sounds great. It's a great dopamine hit. And you go share with everybody, hey, I'm done doing this. Great. Now, where's the action? I would say the best way to do that, and that's addicted to anything. You could be addicted to a person. You could be addicted to chaos. Okay, and addiction is not a substance exclusively. That's just a more popular thing, right? So I would say it's step by step. You say, okay, cool, let's talk about my guys. My guys who, you know, watch porn all the time. Every night they do it to go to sleep. Oh, I'm just getting my rocks off, right? Before you go to sleep. With that, you take it step by step, 30 minutes by 30 minutes, hour by hour. Okay, for the next hour, I'm not going to do this behavior. For the next hour, I'm not going to indulge in this substance. For the next hour, I'm not going to indulge in this person. For the next hour, I'm not going to look at my phone. Graduate from that hour to the next hour. Boom. Next hour to the next hour. Boom. Next hour to the next hour. Boom. Now you got a week under your belt. Now you're done with it. Now a trigger comes up or a temptation comes up. You say, man, I'm stronger than that. Self-talk affirmations, right? Boom. And sometimes, and this goes back to trusting the process. This is part of the process. You can't trust the process if you don't trust yourself, know yourself, and doing the work. You can be, do, or have anything, right? And you got to take your goals into account because you got a kindergartner who says, let's say you got a kindergartner. Let's not even say kindergarten because they really don't know what they want. Let's say high schooler, right? Ninth grader. I got a ninth grader. Ain't that crazy? I got a ninth grader already. Start school early September. And let's say you ask him, not my son, but let's say you ask a ninth grader and say, hey, what do you want to be when you get? Oh, I want to be a doctor, MD, right? Physician. Cool. Like, you know, knowing this, you have to go through your 4 years of high school. You have to go through, you know, your collegiate schooling. So you can have this goal, but you have to, yeah, you got to do this grade. And if you want to skip that grade, you got to do extra work. If you want to skip that grade, you got to do extra work. So that is the process. That's the natural order of you know, being an MD. You never go from ninth grade to MD. And if that's a doctor, shit, he ain't going to be looking at me. So you know what I mean? It's like there is a process to everything, and there's work that's required with every level. And you have to enjoy the work at this level and really look around and take inventory. What is this teaching me? What is this level teaching me? Look around for a second instead of comparing. What you're doing is you're looking around and making comparisons towards somebody who is further along than you and saying, oh, I need to get like them. Man, forget that comparison. Are you them? Are you living their life? No. So why are you comparing your life experience to that person's life experience? It's futile. There's no end to that, right? Why are you doing that for? You can't do that. So that's like describing my children's abilities. I have a 5-month-old, a 2.5-year-old, and a 14-year-old. They all have different abilities. One can do more than the other could do more. You know, I want to, like Jeffrey, he knows how to drive. I've taught him how to drive. And Damien, I want to know how to drive. Boy, you can't reach the pedals. You know what I'm saying? So respect where you are in the process. Enjoy it. Look around yourself. Take inventory. And realize you're building this beast. You're building this creature. And it's fun because you get to create this player. You ever been on like Madden or the NBA 2Ks or the golf joint and you get to create the player? You get to put the clothes on them and choose whatever you want them. That's fun. That's when I played games, that's what I would do. I would just create the player and play with the player that I created. I never like, I'm not good at games. I don't do the shooting game. I don't do none of that stuff. Like, I enjoy the creative process because it's yours and it's yours alone. I learn from everybody. And when you have that realization, like, man, I don't know anything, and I'm going to learn from this person. I learn from a kid. I learn from, you know, the clerk or, like, this person. And I pull a lot of it as far as, like, inspiration for different characters. And when you have to get into a character and, you know, getting out of it, it's cool. So I would leave you with – oh, wait, let's get this one real quick. How to not to be consumed by emotions. Remember I told you emotions are energy in motion, E-motion, energy in motion, right? So with that emotion, sometimes your emotions, more times than not, they're not you. There's something that you're experiencing. Sometimes they're trying to tell, well, I would say every time they're trying to tell you something, right? If you want to head somewhere and you have a strong emotion towards not going, you probably shouldn't go. around a person, you probably shouldn't be with them. Or maybe you probably should. Your emotion will tell you that. But heightened emotions need to be observed, need to be taken inventory of. Because sometimes they're not a direct reflection of you. Think about road rage. It's so quick, and you don't remember the last car you had road rage with, or who exactly it was or whatever. You remember the situation, but it's over. It's well over. You know what I mean? So think about that. You need to observe that. Oh, I feel like going over there and slashing the tires. Are you going to do it? No, I hope you wouldn't. Some of y'all crazy people would do it. But like, come on now. That's something to be observed. Man, they made me really mad. They cut me off. I got kids in the car. Man, I'm really mad about that. But damn, maybe they wasn't looking, or maybe they were looking. Either way, we're good. Called it a day, right? So you shouldn't be consumed by anything. Because if you get consumed, what's the last thing you consumed? Right? Something you eat. Nothing's eating me. You know what I mean? Especially if I'm in control of this and you become the observer of your emotions. You take a step outside of them and say, what is this trying to tell me? Where is this emotion taking me? Versus like, this is what I'm experiencing and I'm going to react off of this. Should not react off of that. You will find yourself in a world of trouble reacting off your emotions versus being disciplined and observing your emotions. And also, like I said, taking those emotions and tying them to things. Remember, tying the emotion, the anger, the hurt, the pain. Why would you waste your pain? It's yours. It's exclusive to you. Why would you waste your pain on one self-destruction? I'm not going to hurt me. I'm not going to hurt me. Are you nuts? I'm not going to hurt anything. I'm going to take this emotion, this pain, this anger, this hurt, this whatever, this loneliness, this solitude, and I'm going to tie it to something. I love tying it to the gym. Are you in the best shape of your life right now? Yes or no? Keep it real. Yes or no? Are you in the best shape of your life right now? Okay. Can you get better? What can you do to get better? This is me holding you accountable. You feel me? Now, let me go back in here and refresh and see if there's any more questions in here. Will we see MBM like trench coat jackets and rain jackets? Of course. Of course. We're going crazy. What made you completely switch your mindset from low vibes to high vibes? Think about this. The natural order of things you want to is allowing. You allow all these things. More times than not, we're in our own way. More times than not, we're in our own way. We're in the way we need to move. Because God, the Most High, everything like this, it wants you to have the best version. Okay? God is not this man that is out to get you or to make you feel bad or something like that. Yeah, there's rules and laws and order to things and, you know, right and wrong. But everything that is divine wants the most divine thing for you. And you know where the divinity in your life lies, and you know where the stuff that's non-divine lies as well. So you need to allow all this stuff and think about ways that you're in the way that you're disallowing. It might be a talk. It might be an affirmation. It might be something that you always say to yourself that finally manifests, right? Think the new thoughts. Think different. Lamborghini story. That's a whole nother podcast. Hardest part about building a business. I would say consistency, going through storms. And the way you go through storms is when your tree, whatever this quote unquote tree is so deeply rooted that it can't move during a storm. It doesn't wave. And sometimes you are waiting and nurturing and, you know, providing, nourishing this tree so it can bear fruit. But when the storm comes, it has to stay there and it has to remain strong. You know what I mean? It has to stay strong. That's where your roots is at, the foundation. So the hardest part is consistency and in building that foundation of it. What are you doing for the foundation of your business? What does it mean? Do we even fucking need your fucking business? Do we need it? Is it essential? Is it any good? Are you ready to go to war with the other people in your industry? You know, things like that. How to network, take the how-to from the front of it and just network. We're in a technology era. You can talk to anybody, anywhere. What delays people from living in the now, living in the past, and living in the future? Easy. Stop overcomplicating shit. Why is the time frame different for everyone in terms of reconditioning their mind? I would say because they get in their own way. They get in their own way as far as reconditioning. Think about reconditioning your body. What do you do? Diet, exercise, lifestyle. Diet, exercise, lifestyle, right? What gets in the way of that? Diet, exercise, and lifestyle. So if you're eating bad, if you're on a roll, and then you start eating bad, then you start going out all the time, you're not getting any sleep, or you're being around a toxic person, and then you stop exercising, what happens? It kind of undoes it. If you don't use it, you lose it, right? Same thing with the mind. What are you thinking? You could be thinking good, 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 thinking good thoughts, great thoughts, reading. How many books have you read? Do you understand that you can read and you're comprehending this podcast in English? Not to say that you're better or smarter than anybody who can't read English, because let's drop you in another country where you don't speak the language. Like, you wouldn't know anything. What I'm saying is you can read in English. And the pitfall of people coming out of high school is usually, you know, they gain weight and then they stop progressing because they were forced to read these books, forced to get tested on this material, and, you know, forced to kind of eat with your parents, what's in your parents' house. Now you got a little bit of money. You can go out and, you can buy whatever food you want. You know, you're just kind of free. So when you think about that, as far as like reconditioning your mind, get out of your way. Get out of your own way. Move out the way. Do everything. And that's why, because that was a question. It was why is the time frame different for everyone? Because some people are more in their ways than others. Some people just completely get out the way, surrender to progression, surrender to making themselves better, and they get better. And you can tell the difference is blatant. Yeah, that's it, baby. Listen, this has been real. Much love. Look, we got the podcast deck. We got the podcast mic. We got new headphones. We out here, baby. Becoming the Beast podcast. Shout out to the Becoming the Beast Nation. Anything that you've got out of this podcast, make sure you write it down, man. Make sure you're taking notes. Make sure you're sharing it with your peers, sharing it with your friends. And make sure you subscribe for that $4.99 a month. Give your boy $5. Let me hold $5. You know what I mean? We're going up, and I told you we're going up. Now the quality increased. And now I'm going to keep cranking out episodes, because there's a lot of music in here that I need to get out, you know. And we've came so far. We're almost at a million, you know, downloads and all that good stuff across all the boards. And thanks for the reviews. Thanks for everything. And thanks for listening to my open view. And thanks for elevating me on this podcast and getting us, you know, getting the streams up, getting the shares up, putting your peoples on and listening to me, you know, whether at the gym or wherever you're at. You know, and I appreciate you, and I love you for that. And also supporting all the companies, No Beast Mode, Logan Performance, and Become Nutrition. This is what I do. You are talking directly to the owner right here. The owner's in your ear. You know, you have direct access to it if I hit you back in the DM or repost your story or something like that. But again, much love. It's how I feed my babies, you know. And, you know, watching the shows that I'm on and the films that I'm in. Again, the love is felt and it's appreciated deeply. And I'm not stopping for shit.